Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Just 10 days after Russian armed forces invaded Ukraine in February 2022, the United States began to impose sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people. Over the next 30 months, dozens of sanctions followed, tightening existing restrictions and imposing new ones on individuals and entities who seek to aid Vladimir Putin's drive to subjugate Ukraine and its people. Nonetheless, there are still some, including a number of governments, who aim to profit from Russia's war in Ukraine by aiding Russia's prosecution of its illegal war. So in late August, the United States government imposed new sanctions on nearly 400 new individuals and entities, both in Russia and outside its borders. Aiming to disrupt sanctions evasions, the U.S. Department of State imposed restrictions on more than 190 individuals and entities. For example, as part of its effort to disrupt Russia's ability to procure technology and equipment from third countries in support of its war effort, the State Department targeted producers, exporters, and importers of items critical to Russia's military-industrial base. Among those sanctioned are entities in a number of third countries, including the People's Republic of China and a host of Chinese entities that deal with the Russian government. For a more detailed list of individuals and entities sanctioned by the State Department, please visit state.gov/new-measures-2-degrade-russias-wartime-economy/. At the same time, the U.S. Department of the Treasury targeted numerous transnational networks that help Russia procure sensitive and critical items such as advanced machine tools and electronic components. The Department of the Treasury is also targeting financial technology companies that provide necessary software and IT solutions for Russia's financial sector. For a list of those sanctioned by the Treasury Department, please go to home.treasury.gov/news/press-releases/JY2546. Russia has turned its economy into a tool in service of the Kremlin's military-industrial complex. Treasury's actions today continue to implement the commitments made by President Biden and his G7 counterparts to disrupt Russia's military-industrial base supply chains and payment channels, said Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Wale Adeyemo. Companies, financial institutions, and governments around the world need to ensure they are not supporting Russia's military-industrial supply chains. The United States government will continue to support Ukraine as it defends its independence and hold Russia accountable for its aggression.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.